My own feeling is that when that energy is in my mind, I feel completely sustained. I feel full. I feel I don't need anything because there's a purity of love and an inner strength which is automatic. And then when I feel sustained, the vibrations of my mind are like a perfume in the atmosphere. This perfume permeates the atmosphere. People around me also feel uplifted because of the quality of the frequency of my thought vibrations. And even it sustains the people I love or the people close to me too. The instant I connect, secondly, I'm influenced by what I connect with. I'm influenced by the vibrations of the person I connect with, the feelings of the memory of the past, and whatever influences me, that's what I experience inside.
And welcome to the podcast. So today we have a very special guest, a meditation expert with 49 years experience, very high level spiritual teacher who has been to conferences in 80 countries sharing spiritual wisdom from the heart. And he was sharing with me recently about how when he's practiced these higher states of consciousness, letting go, holding the vision, just being open to receive, open to the miracles, he was telling me of an example where he runs multiple retreat centers in Australia, Rajyoga meditation centers, and he was given an example of one time. It was cold, a little bit cold where they were, and people had come, and someone just said, you know what, I'm going to invest in underfloor heating for the entire retreat center, just as a gift. Just there you go, right? Out, no one expected it, it was just given. The vision was there, that might be nice if it was warmer, and it came. Gave another example that it would be wonderful to have a place in the center of Sydney, in prime location to teach meditation, but it's of course a very expensive location. And one of the ministers in the government said, you know what, I'll take care of it, and gave them a $5 million property to use right on the beachfront, literally right in front of the ocean. It's given another example of a different person who is in a retreat center and was needing $100,000 to pay for the mortgage for this massive retreat center. And she wasn't sure how the money would come, when it would come, where it would come from, and was actually a bit worried about it. She let go, she held the vision, she connected to a higher power, she connected to the source. And she was given a letter, and she opened it up, and there was a check for exactly $100,000 2 days before it was needed. And he went on and on and on telling me all these things. He actually had a breakfast with him, and he was sharing all these things. And one of the things he was sharing, which I'm going to let him talk about in a moment, is how what we focus on, the energy we focus on, has a profound effect on our feelings. And if we allow our mind to focus its energy on things we don't want, it pollutes our feelings, ruins our capacity to manifest, to feel good, to experience higher states, to be of service, to allow the miracles. And this is something he's been practicing for many, many years. He's a real expert at shifting consciousness away from the lower negative states up into the higher states. So, without further ado, I give you Brother Charlie.
Hello, everybody. It's really such a great pleasure to join you. And I think everyone who listens to this podcast has a yearning in their heart to meditate well. And yet I think all of us have the experience when we sit to meditate that the mind wanders in all sorts of directions to the point sometimes we lose a little bit of hope in my capacity to really meditate. And it's why these days I sometimes prefer to call it remembrance. Why? Because the most natural thing for the human soul, the human intellect, is to remember. At every millisecond of life, I am remembering something. I may be remembering what I have to do, what someone said to me, a memory of the past, a situation, someone's behavior, whatever it may be. But that capacity of the intellect to remember is always switched on. And when I really look deeply, the whole quality of my life really depends on what I remember. And when I remember, three things are happening simultaneously, instantly. Whatever I remember, I connect with. So it can be an incident 20 years ago. I can connect totally to every feeling, every emotion of that time. Or it can be a person that I'm in relationship at the moment with. Or it can be something I have to do. The instant I connect, secondly, I'm influenced by what I connect with. I'm influenced by the vibrations of the person I connect with, the feelings of the memory of the past, and whatever influences me, that's what I experience inside. And so, in essence, whatever I remember actually creates the feeling inside of me. I connect, I'm influenced, I experience, I have a feeling. So if I connect with someone I'm really close to, the instant I connect, because there's love, there's belonging, there's trust, I relax, I feel easy. So the feeling in my mind is peaceful. But if I connect with somebody who I'm in conflict with, it's not going well, the instant the intellect touches that thought, I'm influenced by that conflict and I become peaceless inside. So I begin to see whatever I plug my head into is going to influence me and create a feeling inside. And this is why really the logic of Raja Yoga is first to remember who I am, that I am the eternal soul, that extraordinary point of life energy, a micro point of consciousness that sits in the center of the forehead in the front of the brain. But secondly, if I connect with a source that's always full of love, peace, purity, power, then I become influenced by that power. And then I download that feeling into my mind. And this is really what I would say is real meditation these days. As I go about my life, I realize that whatever the subtle thread of my intellect touches, that's going to influence me and create a feeling deep inside. So I choose to remember the divine, remember God, remember the Supreme Soul, that point source of unlimited love, peace, purity, and power. And the more I do that as I go about my life, it's like I sustain myself. Because when I remember God, when I remember the divine, I'm influenced by that purity, peace, power, and I download. It's like I live stream that energy into the sacred space of my mind. My own feeling is that when that energy is in my mind, I feel completely sustained. I feel full. I feel I don't need anything because there's a purity of love and an inner strength which is automatic when I connect with the divine. And then when I feel sustained, the vibrations of my mind are like a perfume in the atmosphere. This perfume permeates the atmosphere. People around me also feel uplifted because of the the quality of the frequency of my thought vibrations. And even it sustains the people I love or the people close to me too. And this is why I think that the more I remember the Supreme Soul and the Self, then the more I really sustain myself spiritually. And it's almost like changing my mindset about meditation, that to meditate I have to sort of sit down in a position, you know, in a certain posture maybe, and give time to meditation. But actually, when I realize this remembrance is just really wherever I am, take those moments. If I walk to work, what happens to my mind? Is my mind wandering everywhere, thinking about possible outcomes of life and the day and meetings? Or do I remember? When I have a cup of tea at morning tea, do I remember the Supreme Soul? And all those moments build up an inner strength. It's almost like I'm empowering my mind. I'm not wasting my thought energy. I'm actually using my thought energy to connect time and time again. And genuinely, I start to feel empowered. So the pressure sometimes to, when I sit to meditate, to sort of transcend my consciousness above something. And even if I feel a bit peaceful, often I feel, well, am I really doing it right? I'm not really sure. But actually, if I go about my life remembering the permanent and true self and remembering that relationship that is permanent and true, then it brings massive change inside myself. So remembering is really all I have to do to bring deep transformation in myself. Thank you so much, everyone. Lovely to be with you. Thank you. Bye-bye.